Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome to Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial. I'm Colson Smith, and as always, I am joined by
Jack P. Shepherd,
Ben Price.
The Sofa Cinema Club, as you know, is our podcast where we educate each other on films. However, Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial is a little bit different. It is our podcast where we tell you guys what is available to watch this week on terrestrial TV. So we had a little bit of a discussion and we spoke about how films are far too easy to watch nowadays. There's way too much option. So we are going through the TV mags to tell you guys what you can watch on your TV at home this week. What was it last week?
Carrie.
Yeah.
Someone actually did stay up and watch it at that time.
Wasn't it on at like 2 a.m?
Well, yeah.
Good time to watch a horror though. You'd absolutely crap yourself.
Yeah.
So yeah, Carrie last week.
So from Carrie to
Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, wow.
Good. The musical.
Yeah, no, not the film.
It is a musical though, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there not songs in it?
No. What are you thinking of? Nightmare Before Christmas?
No, the Sweeney Todd barber.
That's Sweeney Todd. No, Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, am I thinking of a different film?
Yeah, it's still Tim Burton. What's his name, innit? Johnny Depp.
Yes. Yeah.
I liked Sweeney Todd. I don't know if I like Edward Scissorhands. Whatever I said, I take it back.
You'd like this. You'd like this. I think it's a banger. Definite banger. Edward Scissorhands. You know, everyone will have seen it at a certain time.
Yeah, yeah.
Johnny Depp's brilliant in it. Tim Burton does an amazing bit on design. It's kind of proper Tim Burton. The guy's hands are scissors.
Not giving anything away.
Oh, you've ruined it. I would have never have known that from the title as well. I thought it was about a zebra.
I love that Sofa Cinema Club, but sometimes they give away an E.T. lives. he's hands scissors, and he starts doing hedges and hair, and brilliant film. Saturday, 7th of August, 11:20 to 1:25, Channel 4.
That's reasonable.
Reasonable on a Saturday. Yeah. Yeah. It's an easy watch. It's 11:20, sit down. It's not long, just under 2 hours. Very good movie.
Big film.
Yeah, there was a lot of big films this week, actually. Some that we've covered, they're coming, popping back up.
I sent you the old text, didn't I, on Saturday, of what was available to watch on my terrestrial TV. I had the options of Pitch Perfect 2 or Happy Feet 2. And I said, why aren't these films coming out? What's going on?
What is Happy Feet 2?
Penguin, isn't it?
I know Happy Feet 1.
But I think I've seen it.
Happy Feet 2?
Yeah, I think I have seen it. I think they do an even bigger concert.
It looks shit.
Well, by Series 7, we'll be on to Happy Feet 2. Definitely.
Are we going to reviews time? Actually, to be fair, Jack's Hidden Gem, which was Wolfpack, wasn't it?
It was.
Did very well.
It did do very well. I had a lot of comments on that.
Yeah. It's a new section, really, where I look back on what we've done, what went well.
Yeah.
So thumbs up, Wolfpack.
Well done, Jack.
What did people say then?
Really liked it. Didn't know anything about it. Glad I'd seen it. But then we also had, on the other side, a bit of nastiness about the High School Musical. The Mamma Mia 2.
We did, but when the episode is out, which it is now out, I think it's a very good episode. But yeah, people at home, for some bizarre reason, weren't very impressed at my choice of Mamma Mia 2, Here We Go Again.
But I'm hoping that they've had their initial sigh. They've listened to the episode. They've enjoyed it. They've understood it. They've got it. I'm sure they'll be onto a winner now.
Do you not think it's ironic that even in the title, it's like the movie?
Here we go again.
Here we go again. Like the movie doesn't even want to exist.
Oh, here we go again. Great, they introduced it like that.
You know that. You know the lyrics of the song.
Yeah, I do.
I love the way Colson explained it. It's the lyrics of the song. You know the lyrics. Here we go again. Yes, we fucking know.
When I was listening back to the ep, I was in the car, and you know how I say, should I sing the synopsis?
Yeah.
And you two are like, yeah, yeah. And then I don't sing the synopsis. Yeah. So I'm in the car, aren't I? So I pause the podcast and I'm like, how would I have done that?
I've been watching this film every single day.
Donna is dead and Sophie is building a hotel. Look at her now. She's carrying on her mum's dream. Yeah, no, in the car, I tell you what, I was absolutely brilliant.
Ben's banger to Ben's bollocking. So Wolfpack thumbs up, Coulson thumbs down.
But this time next week, once the episode is out and we have an unbelievable reaction and people say it's the best episode they've ever listened to, it'll be Jack getting Ben's bollocking and me getting Ben's banger.
Okay, so we'll see. Yeah, we'll see who gets my bollocking and who gets a banger next week.
So we don't just criticise each other in this episode. We also take your comments and criticism from home. So I'm sure Ben will have been studying the socials to find out what people are saying.
I have. Yeah, we're willing to. As you may have guessed, we read one out that sent someone to sleep. We're willing to read anything out. Kitty Cat. Kitty Cat, I like that now. Kitty Cat 127. It's 5. Listen to you guys at work or walking. Just love it. Coulson is brilliant. Just yes. Want to hug him.
Wow.
Jack is the funniest.
Whoa.
And Ben is just Ben.
Oh, that's a stinker.
It's normally Jack's just Jack.
It's normally I'm just Jack, yeah, but no.
Coulson is brilliant, just want to hug him. Jack is the funniest. And Ben is just... Well, I get an absolute turd in there, don't I? Ben is just Ben. Right, this is a good one. Starts off, it's A.E. Taylor, 1986. My favourite. Very good, I like that. 5 stars, obviously. Listen to this pod since the beginning. Sometimes I've never even seen the movies. With some of Coulson's choices, it's a relief.
I don't know. Some people really don't know what they're missing out on. Because you two slag it off so much. They'll never expose themselves.
Hold on. This isn't a right to reply. I'm in the middle of the review here. Yeah.
Some people won't expose themselves to films like We Bought a Zoo because of your attitude towards them.
A.E. Taylor, hold on. She's got, or he, has not got a right to reply here. Hold on, right. I just enjoy listening along to the discussions about them and the lads chat at the beginning. The E.T. was my favourite so far. A film that always makes me cry, and the podcast nearly did too.
Wow.
Just thinking that poor little man in the tent makes me well up. Yeah. It's been great to hear how Coulson's presenting has developed since series one. Jack's wit and trivia always impresses. And what more can be said about Ben apart from that he is brilliant?
That's a good review.
It's good. Keep up the great work, guys. Thanks for entertaining me on my Thursday commute.
That's good.
Very good. Oh, hold on. Here's one. Miss F, 1982. 5. Great listen. I listen every week and love the camaraderie between all three lads. I've never seen half the films, but it doesn't stop me enjoying the podcast. 6 out of 5. Would definitely recommend to a friend. That's the new rating. Not 5. Can we have 6?
Would definitely recommend to a friend.
One friend.
Yeah, only one.
I've got this podcast. It's 6 out of 5. I'm only recommending it to you. Also part of this section, which I'm obviously trying to build up the sections, is I've been doing amount of listens in the week from around the world.
Yep. I love this one. Always text me by surprise.
Yeah. Well, I've got a basic recap of how we're doing since we started.
Okay.
So I'm going to hit you on. Now, we've had Japan a few times.
Yeah, keeps bobbing up.
It keeps bobbing up. Last week, how do you think we're doing in Japan?
See, I've got a theory here. that the Olympians are all big fans of us.
Yeah, so are.
I reckon we've got people from across the nations in the Olympic Village.
Oh, Tom Daly giving it a swim and a listen.
Because this is my theory, that we've got someone in the Australian, someone in the New Zealand, and like the physio in the England team are a massive fan of us. That's definitely my theory.
Oh, I see. Oh, well, I think you're right. Tom Daly does listen.
I mean, you'd like a gold medalist, but I think the likelihood is that we have got Andy, the physiotherapist who watches Corey. Like, that's probably who is listening.
We'll take a physio. So, how many this week? Japan.
I'm going to go double figures. I'm going to go 10.
I'm going to go 3, because I'm going to say someone in, like, New Zealand, and New Zealand athletes listen to both the EPs. Tom Daly's listened to the Monday, got busy winning a gold medal, and hasn't listened to the Thursday yet. So I'm going 3 listens.
But Tom won it in a duo, didn't he? So he might tell his mate as well. So it might be, I'd go 4. It's 15.
Wow.
It's got to be. It's Olympic Village, that, isn't it? It's got to be.
We've got more listeners than gold. Haven't we?
I don't know, we've done well this year, haven't we?
Oh, so yeah, 15.
And now, one I don't think has popped up before, Mexico.
Ooh.
Hello.
Isn't it been put onto the amber list now? So, like, people could be going to Cancun on holiday.
Coulson, I'm not sure I like this attitude. You're basically saying everybody that is English people abroad. No, it's Mexicans. They're 100% Mexicans.
I don't think it's featured before Mexico.
No.
So what do you think, Jack?
5.
13.
Ooh, hello.
Confident.
Confident. Straight off 13. 9.
Wow.
How? 9 though? In 7 days?
Yeah.
9. Japan is going through the roof.
Oh, yeah, big in Japan.
I tell you what, next week after Mamma Mia rep, we'll be talking hundreds.
Yeah.
Hundreds.
Yeah. So there we go. That's worked out very well. By calling out each nation every week, we get our figures up.
Calling them out to listen.
If you are any of these people who are listening to us in different countries,
please tell us.
Get in touch. Yeah. You can email us, or you can get in touch with us on Twitter or Instagram at Sofa Cinema Club. The other little thing that we touch on in this episode before we leave you to your Monday is we talk about the cinema.
Mm.
Now, none of us have been to the cinema recently, but there is a film that me and Jack have set our eyes on. And I don't know if you follow us on Twitter, but somebody did tweet us this week to say, Coulson, big news, Dream Horse is back on at the cinemas.
Are you joking?
Ben, you know it's Toni Collette that's in it.
Yes, yeah. Playing someone from Wales, I think.
Yeah. Her accent seems bob on.
Is it?
Yeah. I showed Jack the trailer. Jack's all over it. Jack's like, I can see why you'll like it. I think it's great.
We've been in Wales a lot recently. Yeah, Big fan of Wales. Yeah.
But there is a new film out at the cinema, which is called Old, which me and Jack have set our sights on to watch for next week's Extraterrestrial.
Oh, M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah. I've seen the trailer, and what happens is these kids go swimming. They come out of the pool and they're 18 years old and they don't realise they've aged, but their parents are like, what has happened?
Oh, so you're off to see that?
That's the plan. We might go together, we might go on our own, but the challenge is by next Monday, me and Jack are going to have seen that film and be able to speak about it.
Yeah.
Mint.
Remember, you can join us on Thursday where we're heading to Vietnam to talk all things Apocalypse Now. And in the meantime, you can keep in touch with us on Twitter and Instagram at Sofa Cinema Club. Keep sending your messages in. Keep leaving your reviews. We love to hear from you guys. And we hope that you like this little bit of a Monday injection. And we hope it keeps you going until Thursday. Until then, goodbye.
Good night.
Cheerio.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.